There is a war today on America as founded. For example, recently the Biden administration took aim at a statue of William Penn in the city he created, Philadelphia, in the state named after his family, of course, Pennsylvania. They wanted to tear the statue down and replace it with a Native American display. Thankfully, people spoke out against this plan, so the statue can remain for now. Today's woke culture is at war with America as founded. Jarrett Steppen writes for the Daily Signal of the Heritage Foundation, and he's written a classic book called The War on History. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Points. And Jarrett, it's so great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be back with you. Very happy to do it.
Sure. So the politically correct folk don't like William Penn. My goodness, this guy was so so kind and gracious, and he you know, tried to do everything right, you know, compared to, say, some of the other founding fathers where they could find issue with this and that and the other. But, you know, William Penn had exemplary relationships with the Indians. But that's not good enough because he's a white European man, no less.
That's exactly right. And I think that especially in this case of going after William Penn, I think is highly revealing of what the movement is overall. I think that's why, to a certain extent, the administration eventually conceded and reversed their decision, because they were really, I think, quite embarrassed by this. Because even when they made this announcement was made by the National Park Service to remove the statue, they didn't have any reason in particular. I mean, they couldn't actually come up with any reason to remove the statue in front of his historic home. It was simply assumed that I guess this is just a historical figure. It appears to be a white man from a certain time. And we just assumed that he needs to be gone. And I think that in this discussion about American history and the various figures of our past, I think sometimes people, you know, arguing against it get trapped a little bit, maybe too much, by the details of these individual figures, because the ultimate movement is an attack on American historical culture, American historical values, and really the political and constitutional system that Americans have enjoyed for many centuries. And I think that is much more of what this is about than any individual, whether it be William Penn, who is certainly one of the greatest Americans, even though he lived before there was such thing as the United States. He's one of the greatest figures in our history, and is worthy of celebration. But there are many other figures as well that they have also liked to tear down, and I think will tear down in this general crusade against America's past.
Will, if they're successful, and they certainly have been very successful so far. Your book is called The War on History. I know at least it came out as early as 2019. Could it effectively be called The War on American History?
Certainly, although I think this phenomenon it's grown beyond just the United States, and I think it's maybe most acute in America. But we've seen actually this phenomenon happen throughout many other Western countries, in Great Britain, in Canada, and a little bit in France, although there has been quite a bit of resistance to the idea of tearing down statues in history.
Well, let me just stop you real fast. I think what France did was they did their statue toppling in the 1789 era and thereabouts with the French Revolution. I'm serious, you know, and so maybe it's been quiet lately by the Riviera, but and again, that was 220, 30 years ago.
I think that's a very good point, and I think it's an important one when we talk about the issue and the movement today, because I think there are similarities in the ethos behind it. Yes, you're absolutely correct that France, during the French Revolution, it turned into a radical movement that turned on history. It turned on religion and Christianity. It tried to create a, you know, start over at year zero kind of mentality. This is a part of the French Revolution. It's why it turned into a bloody mess for France, that left not just France in a state of chaos, anarchy, and bloodshed, but the entire European continent, and you may even say the whole world, in the wake of the Napoleonic Wars that followed it. It's a movement that was very much directed not just to create some kind of positive view of the future, but to destroy all those who oppose it. And that's why I think that this modern movement, which has many similarities, it certainly echoes the devastation of the French Revolution, I think ultimately has to turn on many. This is not just about a positive vision of what they want for the future. It's about destroying what was in the past, destroying all memory of it. Even those who support and celebrate it, traditional Americans or those who still believe in the institutions and the ethos of the West. And I think that that is why this movement is so dangerous. That's why I tried to create a warning call for Americans and people who still believe in the system that we have taken advantage of it and enjoyed for so long, that has given us great a privilege because it was based on something that was ultimately just and was good and was worth defending. And I think that, unfortunately, there's been many setbacks in this war against our history and our past. But I hope more now are aware of the fact that this is a larger effort. It is not about a single individual or statue. It's a larger effort to demolish, essentially, what this country was built on.
It's interesting, too, as far as Native Americans are concerned. First of all, there is no question that there were many injustices done to the Indians, at the hands of the United States of America as a country and even some colonists before that and so forth. But it's fascinating to me that two examples shine out as bright lights of really great relationships with the Indians. And if everybody had followed in the same way, these injustices that I mentioned wouldn't have been practiced that would not have been what happened. But here's who I'm talking about. Number one, William Penn, but before him, the Pilgrims, the ones who founded Plymouth. Both of these groups made treaties of peace with the Indians. They paid fair wages for the land. And when there were, things that were done bad, for example, an Indian killed by the white man or whatever, those white men were put on trial. And in both cases, in William Penn's what became Pennsylvania, and then also the Pilgrims' Plymouth, the white man was hanged because they did something wrong, even though they just killed an Indian. If you see what I'm saying, it's like, wow, of all the people to pick on, and by the way, every Thanksgiving now, there are all these protests from Native Americans against the Pilgrims. The Pilgrims were exemplary. It's crazy. Talk about a war on history.
It is crazy. And oftentimes in these arguments, the past is very much simplified to meet a modern political narrative. I mean, that's really, I think, what a large part of this is. You're absolutely correct that injustices took place then. I mean, we live in a fallen world. I wish people would understand that and remember that. We're not going to create a perfect utopia here on this earth. That is beyond the fallen nature of man. So that should not be initially the perspective that we take toward those in the past. There should be at least an understanding of the kind of complexities that often existed, and some acknowledgement also of those who tried to do right, who tried to do what was just. Those stories are often left out of the narrative. And in many cases where you have, for instance, many of these Native American groups that committed themselves some deep injustices, those are completely forgotten. Those are swept aside as if, well, they don't matter or they don't count. And again, this boils down to the kind of really the simplification of history in a culture that I think oftentimes these days now lacks historical knowledge and historical and civic knowledge. And I think it's really to fit a larger political narrative. That's what I try to communicate in my book, that this is not just about arguments about history or any particular figures. It's a greater argument about justice, about the right system of government that we would have, about our constitutional system and our culture and our way of life. And those are the bigger issues here that we're currently being thrown into this maelstrom of this war on history.
If the left had their way in the war on history, what would be the final results?
Year zero. I mean, a tear down of every single one of these statues, and not just the statues. It goes beyond statues. They really do, I think, wish to eliminate any argument or any kind of opposition to their ultimate political regime, and that means also the people who oppose it. This doesn't extend to just an inanimate statue. This extends to people who would dare to resist their ideology, who they'd like to see. I think they would like to see change their minds, but maybe something a lot worse as well. And I think that that's ultimately what this leads to. It doesn't create a culture based on compromise, based on understanding, and based on even tolerance. It creates a very hateful culture in which you seek to settle your political differences with the annihilation of those who you disagree with.
You know what's so scary, too, is when we think back to a few years ago, we had all those riots in the streets, a lot of damage, some people killed even, and not just statues torn down, but there was a lot of damage and so forth. And there was never justice, it seems to me, meted out to those people. And in some cases, for example, the Black Lives Matters as a movement, they sued and even won in some cases. For example, in Seattle recently, they received a $12 million judgment, I believe, in their favor along the lines of, well, they were mistreated as they were being arrested or something like that for their protests. So this is kind of crazy. It's scary.
It is amazing how, again, you see the parallels of history. A very similar thing happened during the French Revolution, too. I mean, the Directory, there were actually some of the revolutionaries who marched into a jail and murdered some political opponents. The Directory, the Revolutionary Directory, actually awarded those people for time missed from work. So they actually awarded the people who actually did violence to their fellow citizens because, of course, they had the politically correct ideology. And it's amazing to see that the same kind of tactics are now being replicated in the United States, where people who actually did cause a lot of chaos and damage are actually shown to be rewarded by people in positions of power, by the courts in this country. And that's what's, I think, so disturbing about it. What a great injustice has taken place that you can commit these acts and literally get a pat on the head by the government.
We have about 2 minutes left, and I just want to ask you, because there was something you said earlier that almost made it sound like, well, this is inevitable. In other words, all these statues are going to be gone one day. And you're not talking about the return of Christ. You're talking about, at the hands of these liberals. So, I mean, we can't be, we can't have a self-fulfilling prophecy here, right? I mean, we got to fight back. And I mean that metaphorically. I mean, nothing to be taken literally here. I mean, in other words, we got to stand up for what our nation's all about, the good things.
Yeah, literal in the sense that this is a political and cultural debate. I think the fact that this Penn statue is going to now remain standing for the time being is because people did resist, because there were people who went on social media who defended the record of Penn, who went after the administration. There was a lot of political pressure in a place, especially in a place like Pennsylvania, which is divided politically. I think the Biden administration actually felt a lot of pressure, as did his party in the state of Pennsylvania, because many were saying, hey, this is a radical thing that you're doing. We don't want to see Penn go. They really had no argument for it. And it did force them ultimately to back down. I would say that, if anything, this moment should say, look, you still have political power in the system. If you want to stop these things, you need to make your voice known. You need to have courage and bravery for our history and past, because I think it's a way of defending our future as a free country, and take these moments and go on the offense. Defend American history. Defend what we've stood for generations. It's generally something that's very good. Put up a statue in a local town of a great American. I think that'll show those who are the radicals that Americans who still believe in the system are here to stay. We're not going anywhere.
Okay, we have 20 seconds left. DailySignal.com. Any closing thought on the war on history?
Yeah, as I said, take heart from this moment when it comes to William Penn. I wish more initially had resisted in this way, had really said, hey, this is a radical movement to deconstruct America's past. I think more people get that now. And it's time to go on offense. It's time to put up statues. It's time to actively defend what this country was built on. It's worth defending. It's worth saving.
Jarrett Stepman, again, DailySignal.com. Thank you, Jarrett. All the best.
Thank you so much.